This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, February 8th. Well, cattle markets have been pretty quiet this week, just chopping around back and forth, kind of just in a sideways pattern after we established that the market wasn't going to get any follow-through from a major drop here over a week ago. So we had key reversals down in the front month live cattle. The markets really didn't get any follow-through from that, but we've only managed to come about halfway back and right up to the first level of resistance, which was a sell point for me. The market keeps kind of bumping up against that, but has not been able to get past it, and certainly obviously not above those reversal highs. So I still think the markets are a sell up here, even though they haven't really dropped. They haven't been able to really push beyond that first level of resistance. Cash trade so far this week has been pretty light, but we've seen about just over 1,000 head trade in Nebraska. Looks like around 124 is where that's going to settle. Address trade around 197, which is pretty much steady with where we were a week ago. Box beef values yesterday were weaker. Choice down 86 cents at 217. Select down 84 cents at 212. The spread is at 518, movement 131 loads. So far this week, we've seen fairly light box beef movement. Obviously, this would be a problem for the packers who are trying to keep their profitability up. We've seen that slip here over the last couple weeks as cash prices have stayed at least steady to a bit higher and box beef has kind of whittled its way lower. But nevertheless, they're still in a pretty decent profit position. It looks like as long as the weather stays cold in the northern plains, they're going to be in a relatively tight supply situation that should support cash prices. We've seen the bull spreads work pretty well too here in the futures market. But at some point, it's all going to turn. This weather market will exhaust itself. The numbers are going to start to come out. We're going to be bottlenecking a lot of cattle, and that's going to create disruptions for the next several months, not only as we get those marketings coming out of the feedlots, but placements are going to be bunched up, and then those marketings are going to be bunched up down the road. And that would probably take us into that August time window. We talked about that quite a bit yesterday, but the point is, in the cattle complex, the weather has been stressful since November in a lot of these areas. It kind of started out in the Central Plains and moved into the Midwest. So there's been a great deal of stress to cattle. Some of them are coming out lightweight. They're just moving them out. They're not at their ideal weight, but they're just, the feedlots are just opting to move them out. They probably never would get up to those ideal weights. But the bottom line is, you're disrupting not only the marketings, but also the placements, and then those marketings several months down the road. And this is going to, this extreme weather is going to be affecting the cattle market for, you know, probably the remainder of this calendar year, or deep into the late summer, early fall. So that's kind of where we're at. I think for now, you know, the market is holding its own, watching a cash market that seems to be steady so far this week. And then we got just a slew of crop report data coming at us as well. Feeder market, of course, will be paying more attention to the corn market. But I think that by itself, the live cattle market would appear to have a lot of trouble at the highs, really, of the last several days. That's where we were looking to sell the market. And we've touched it a number of times, but we haven't been able to get beyond it. And so the highs from the last 3 days is pretty much where we wanted to be selling. And again, the market has given us plenty of opportunity to get that done. In the feeder cattle market, that probably would initially pull back and in line with the live cattle. But I think that's going to be more of a trading range for the next few months at least. I think you're going to have good demand for these feeder cattle once feedlots get caught up and start marketing these bottlenecked animals. Then you're going to see a big push for demand for feedlot cattle. At the same time, the farmer feeder is looking at grazing and putting calves on grass. Plenty of moisture in the southern plains. We've got good grazing conditions. So I think you're going to see good demand this spring, in early spring or late winter and early spring, for calves to put on pasture, and that's going to compete with the feedlot. So I don't want to get too bearish feeder cattle just yet, because I think there's going to be good demand for that. Cash auctions around the country so far this week have shown a fairly strong, firm undertone to them. The index has been a little slow to be pushing higher, but that seems to be coming around as well, and that would help support the market. Still a couple dollars, about a buck and a half under the front month futures. but that the cash index appears to have more of an upward trajectory to it as well. We did have an export sales report out yesterday. Pretty disappointing numbers at only 7,500 tons sold. Japan took 1,700, Canada 1,400, Hong Kong 1,200. And this is as of December 27th. And of course, that's through the Christmas holiday and into New Year's. So it's probably understandable it was a light sale, but still a little disappointing and kind of makes you nervous as to what's coming down the pike. It's going to take us a while to get caught up with these export sales, but by February 22nd, we'll have been caught up. So we still got a few weeks to go before we've got all the data in front of us. So to recap, generally speaking, bearish live cattle, kind of neutral feeder cattle to a bit on the firm side, want to be buying the breaks and feeders, especially if we get to the low end of the trading range. I think we'll be in that trading range for a while, for a couple months, as we work our way through the late winter into early spring. If you have any questions, feel free to call me, 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.